With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Thursday. It's Thursday. It's true. It is. I made a mistake yesterday. I shouldn't have stayed up and watched that show.
You should have. What are you talking about? I swear to you, this whole time I've been sitting here, I put up my new camera up, which is working, and let's pray for battery life.
Yeah.
The new T-Mobile camera, everyone.
Oh, the T-Mobile cam. All right.
I realized I had another phone. I was like, oh yeah, I've got a couple T-Mobile phones. Let me just use that one.
Ooh, there you go.
So. Yeah. Anyway, the whole time I've been, you know, sitting here thinking, oh my God, I can't wait to hear. She's going to be just frothing over Big Brother, and it's finally reveal the guests and the location or the decor of the new Big Brother house. Let's hear it. Tell us everything.
I could have waited. But that's
why. What?
That's basically what I'm, you know, look, I love the show. You know that. I look forward to it every summer, and it's, you know, it's just a dumb show. It's guilty pleasure. But what didn't really occur to me was that when they talk about doing a 2-hour live season premiere, it's going to be a whole lot of Julie Chen. She's terrible. I'm sorry. She's terrible.
This is bull crap. Hold on. Before you go another word,
all right.
We've been listening to you froth and pant about big. And look, I'm with you. I'm in. I'll watch it every episode with you. But you have been the biggest fan, the biggest promoter, the biggest.
I love it.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I love it. Here's what I don't love about the show, Julie Chen. So I have always said that the easiest episode to watch is the one, the eviction night when they do the live show. You know, they have Julie Chen on there. And I have long said, oh, if Julie Chen's on the screen, you can fast forward. She doesn't do anything to forward the plot. Listening to her ad lib is like chewing glass. I don't know. I gotta say that Julie Chen is, they don't need her. They don't need anyone. They could just have a voiceover guy going, here's what's happening. Honestly, she's like her trying to get control. It's like hurting. Oh my God. I don't want to say too much because you got to watch it. But I mean, it's actually comical. Her trying to drop jokes in. I'm like, please stop. Stop doing that.
Well, I'll say this, you know, she used to have more gigs.
Yeah.
And now she's just got this one.
Down to the
so
one.
You'd think that it would have improved her presentation some. I didn't watch yet. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know you hate her no matter what she does.
Yeah, I don't hate her. I'm sure she's a nice person. She's just terrible.
Well, that's not like. Anyway, well,
you know, I'm sure she's very nice. I don't want to disparage her as a human being. I'm sure she's lovely. She's probably a good mom. I don't know. Did she have kids? I don't
know. Chen Moonves.
Yep. And you are unnecessary to this show. In fact,
well, I don't
you
feel
make
the same
it terrible.
Way. I don't even notice really her in the same way that you do. But
yeah,
I also don't care about, like, when they do these presentations, I don't know if they did the person finds the key thing. I mean, these are all stars, so they must not have done that, right?
Well, I'm not going to, I don't want to tell you, I want you to just watch it. I just want you to know that if Julie Chen's on the screen, you can fast forward it. Like, all she, right. Although there are parts that I'm like, wow, that is like herding cats. Like, because it's all happening live and these people are all meeting each other, some for the first time, and they're just all excited and stuff. And because she can't, I don't know, she's just battling. So it's all them meeting each other. And she's like, all right, everyone, sit down. Okay. Last one on the couch is going to get evicted. Just kidding. Like, she just turn her up. Turn up her volume in the house so that these people can hear her. I actually felt bad for her. I'm like, oh, the poor lady. She's already terrible at this job, and now she can't. And then at one point, there's a door or something that's supposed to open, and it just doesn't. And the house guests are all in there, like, pushing it and trying to slide it, and she's just helpless. And, you know, can we get a producer on? I'm like, they can't go in there, lady. I don't know if you know this, but they're in a bubble right now. Anyway, it's, look.
You didn't like it.
No, I did like it. It just, I shouldn't have stayed up till 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Because then I was all amped up, and I think I fell asleep around 2.
All right. So, punchy, and we were hoping for that.
Oh,
so listen,
were we?
We were.
Some of us.
Right. Okay, we got it. Yep. Julie Chen sucks. Got it. Now, the cast. You stoked? Yeah. You hate it? Good.
I like the cast. It's fine. Some of the people I was worried about coming back didn't, and some of the people that they did get are, you know, I'm kind of excited about. There's a guy on there that I really liked from, like, season 6, and...
what's his name?
We'll talk... I don't want to say. We'll talk about All right. them later, but there are also a couple people I'm like, I have zero recollection of that person. That's an all-star. I don't remember what's... season, I don't remember. They're showing past footage, and I'm like, no, I definitely watched that show, but I don't remember that person at all. So I'll be interested tomorrow to hear, you know, your thoughts on.
Well, my thoughts are going to be mild by comparison, for sure, because I don't care about the first episode. I actually, as far as the show goes, I don't like the reveals of the. I don't have a problem with Julie, but I do have a problem with the key finding and the phony. Oh my God! That is phony.
You're free of that. That's
I don't.
Not, that
I don't like any
this.
Of that phonied up produced crud.
Okay, and so now I usually, act really surprised. Okay, family, now jump up and down.
Right. So I usually barely watch that first episode. I'll watch the reveals and to see who the cast is. I'll usually watch them walk into the house. But as far as the show goes, it's only good once they start the show. And that, in my opinion, isn't the start of the show.
Well, I'll tell you something. They actually start the show last night. Like,
oh, good.
To tell you the truth, I liked it. They introduced everybody four house guests at a time. They all are seeing each other for the first time. I guess they, you know, they've been quarantined at rental houses. They immediately have to play a game.
Oh, rad.
In sets of four. So you will, I mean, the whole thing is one long competition. I have a real beef with the head of household competition. And we can talk about that. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I don't want to spoil anything, but I wonder if you'll also notice it. So keep an eye on that. But just as a pro tip, if Julie Chen's on the screen, you don't need to be watching. Truly.
Right.
You can pare that thing down to about 42 minutes just by like, thanks for explaining the thing that didn't need explaining. Thank you for reiterating the thing that didn't need to be resaid.
Gnarly.
Yeah. Well, I can't stand her. You know me. I'm a terrible person, bitter and angry and, you know, and getting more so all the time.
Well, so. For the love you have for the show, it's surprising how much hate you have for her, but okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch. I know that my wife stayed up and watched and rearranged a room while she was in the process, but that's...
She rearranged a room?
Yeah.
Just like move the furniture around?
Or? Yep.
Oh,
the
fun.
The entire room.
Which room?
The rec room.
Oh, your main family room.
I told you, she's working on setting up the room that school will happen in. Uh-huh. And so there's a tape along a wall to show us, I guess, how high the desk will be. I don't know. There's a whole thing going on in there that she stays up later than everybody, and that is her time. And
and she's strong, so furniture moving's no problem.
Well, that's not even. I just think that for her, it's quiet time. She uses it to. She uses it. Sometimes it's just she falls asleep and sleeps downstairs until, you know, I don't know, one in the morning, and then drags her butt up. Other times she rearranges all the furniture or cleans or does something that she couldn't do during
the
day.
Gets the things done that she wasn't able to get to during the day. It is nice to have your own quiet time.
So she watched. I'll be curious to hear if her opinion is what her opinion is.
Right.
But, one of the things that I talked to an old friend on Facebook, what do they call that? DM?
Yeah.
I don't know. She commented on something. I posted that horsey back ride thing with my kid. And,
oh, yes.
And anyway, there was a comment. And I went, hey, what's up? And it's neat to hear that some people during this time, myself included, for sure, have gotten a ton of crap done. And even though I'm not excited by the, you know, time spent in home or having to grab a mask, it's not the way I want to live by any stretch of the imagination. I'm going to come out of this organized as a mofo, really on, like everything's tight. Everything's cinched up. Everything's done. Everything. I mean, I've still got a few balls in the air that I don't have any control over. If those people with the refi would show up and I'd get that finished, that'd be another thing. I can just click off my thing. I got a long list, but anyway, it's been useful. I've used the time, and it's nice to hear when others have done the same. Like,
good for you for refinancing. That's right. No, you get your house in order. It's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know?
Her list was like, I'd fix the front yard. I did. It's like all this stuff. I thought that's amazing that, you know, I know that not everyone wants to do stuff.
And not everyone has the time to, even in quarantine. It's right. You got three kids, or two or one. You don't have that kind of time.
Well, you've got. It's hard to say. I'm not sure how everybody's household works. I've been prepping my kid because, summer's about to end. Yeah. And school's about to start. And even though you'll still be home, you will be expected to do your schoolwork.
And
by yourself,
that,
get in on that and get to work, and don't always be fishing around for some attention. We'll help you, but damn it, man, this is our break. You're going to school, and you're going to do it here, but you're going to go to school. I don't know if everybody's got that same attitude towards it or not. Maybe this is easier. I'm not sure if summer's easier or harder is, I guess, my point.
Yeah,
depending on
well,
how many kids you have and what you got.
Everything
going on.
Has its own challenges, right? I'm actually picturing her out there in the family room and Hulk Baby trying to climb up the back of her chair while she's at school. So that should be fun for you guys.
Well,
you know, screens. Right. Everybody wants to control them and look at them.
That is very true. You're not wrong there. You pull your phone out and you go, I should not have done that.
Boy, that's by phone.
I just wanted to see who. Well, no, that's it, though. It's not by phone. It's screaming baby now. Elmo! 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 No.
I know what's on there.
I'm just checking a text. I just got a text. I'm looking at it. Now it's going away. Sorry.
Right. Yep. This is a tool that stays in daddy's pocket.
Right. Well, I usually don't even get to carry it around anymore. Right. And, well, that was crunchy what you just said, wasn't it?
Oopsie. This is one of the tools daddy carries around in his pocket, I guess.
Double meaning there, Clarky. Yikes.
Yeah. Oopsie. I didn't mean to. You know me.
Anyways,
never have my mind in the gutter.
So that is, I don't know. I guess we're getting stuff done over here. It's nice to hear others have used the time productively as well. I do understand if you're, you know, the single parent to three kids, there is no time.
Yeah, I grabbed a long nap because I was ready, and then I found myself, you know, with 5 hours to kill before the...
Wait, what time did you nap? Let me hear the hours.
I got in bed at about 11:30, but I just wasn't, you know how it is, I'm on a schedule, so I wasn't particularly tired or anything, so I dozed on and off for, I'd say, 4 hours. I got up... 3:45. I couldn't take it anymore. I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna get up.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. And then John, it came out and he was already making quiche. So at 5 o'clock we ate and then I was like, okay, now what do I do for the next, you know, 4 hours, whatever the math is on that. Cause you got to let the show build up a little bit. You can't just start watching it. You have to watch the ads.
Oh, right.
As you know. So I don't know, it's about 7 o'clock. I'm totally out of stuff to do. And I go over, I'm like, hey, Bryn, you want to Zoom?
Oh my God.
Not thinking to myself, of course, people, you know, they're getting ready for bed. They're not staying up till 11 o'clock to watch Big Brother. So Bryn's all, yeah, all right. And then we get Nikki on the line too. So
you
know.
Did?
Oh, yeah. So, and then they're both going like this. I'm like, no, you guys, but what else can we talk about? Like, we talk, like,
oh
Nicole's
my God.
Telling me about some new book she's reading. And there's just a whole. It was just so funny because then it's like 7:30 or something and they're like, all right, you know, let's wrap this up. And I'm like, I still have a couple of hours here to kill. Are you sure you guys won't? But it was but it's fun. Like, and Bryn goes, well, this is the time to get me, you know.
Yeah, it was my break. It was, you know, 7 o'clock is around the time I needed to get home. So it was my first breath of fresh air, really.
And then
so
Clarky took it from you. Took your breath right
fine.
Away.
Otherwise, I'd be out there still with the baby. I just wanted to walk away for a hot minute and take a breath. And so,
sure.
It's, you know, it's totally cool to talk to a normal person. Outside right. of the family.
Have a baby draped around her.
Right.
You know, it was just funny because it was like a whole new perspective for me. It's 7:30 and I'm not like, okay, I got to go to bed. What am I doing still talking to anybody? So I'm never doing that again. So here's how it's going to go. We're going to watch the show that we watch Wednesday night, we will talk about on Friday. The show that we watch on Thursday night, we'll talk about Monday. And the show that airs on Sunday night, we'll talk about on Tuesday. So there you go. It'll be Friday, Monday, and Tuesday.
And, overall, I hate to say it, but it sounds in general like you had a horrible night. Like, it just doesn't sound good. The show doesn't sound great. It doesn't.
I just
sound
realized
like
there was really no reason. I just, you know, I was just so excited. You know me. I love that show. And I was dying to watch it. And I came to this conclusion at about 1 o'clock last night after I've been laying in bed now for 2 hours trying to get to sleep. It's the freaking middle of the night, you know. And I'm like, what was I thinking? What was I doing? You know, the most sleep I'm getting, if I fall asleep right this instant, I'm getting 3 hours. If I fall asleep right now and then an hour goes by, I'm like, okay, if I fall asleep right this minute, I'm getting 2 hours of sleep. You know, when you start doing math in the middle of the night,
yeah.
I'm like, this sucks. I hate this. It was just dumb. Like, what was I thinking? Like in hindsight, I'm like, I didn't have to. We didn't have to talk about it today. You know, could have waited. Could have talked about, you know, whatever.
Well, you like the show. I don't know. You like the show. It doesn't sound like you like the show, but.
I like the show. I know it doesn't sound like it, but I actually love the show. I just, you know.
Hate Julie Chen.
I don't hate her. I just think she's terrible. I just don't want to watch her. It's uncomfortable how bad she is. After all these seasons, like, please stop. Anyway,
well, I would have expected that now that she's not doing another talk show before she does the Big Brother, that would have loosened her up a little bit or brought her to a higher, you know, performance level. But, you know,
no, you can't teach ad-libbing, Vin. I really believe that some people, you know, are quick on their feet and other people, they're just not. And listen, I already hear your text. You're right. I'd also be a terrible host of that show. I'm not a TV person. I mean, these are truths I know about myself. I would be worse than her, 10 times worse. So that's why I'm not suggesting that. What I'm saying is, you know, I compare her to Jeff Probst. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like the absolute best host for a reality show versus the absolute worst host for a reality show. Like, get Jeff Probst to do it. What's he doing? Is he busy? Because he'd be amazing.
Right.
I mean, just the stupid questions. Oh, I can't wait to talk to you about this tomorrow after you've seen it.
Well,
you
don't
watch it because I had to watch
it. I will
it.
Watch it today. I for sure will. But I'll tell you what just a suggestion.
Yes.
And you're not going to like it because you're going to poop all over that too. I watched baseball last night and loved every second of it. Like there was a point in the evening where I went, okay, family, bye. Because they're all keyed up and they run around like lunatics and you know, a naked baby runs into my room, looks at me, you know, eggs me on and then takes off running. And my job is to drop everything and run after the kid.
Yeah.
You know that game where you're just like, oh God,
I got you now. That's it. You're engaged.
Right. So finally, shut the door, lock it, baseball, and just watch the Giants play.
Yeah.
They got a win in Colorado, and it was great. And I was like, this is living. And then it ended, and I was like, all right, no bad.
Nighty-night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Yeah, no, that sounds like a better night. I mean, wouldn't watch a... Yeah, good night to you, too.
You wouldn't watch a baseball game.
Talentless.
I know.
I would, wow. I, you know, but whatever. It's like... there were many better ways I could have spent my day yesterday. I wasted my whole day trying to take a nap, and then I wasted my whole night, you know, watching a show that I could have just as easily watched today.
That's a pisser.
It is a pisser. It's a wicked pisser. God. Anyway.
We got to start.
Surprise, we're late again. I don't know. It seems like I just looked at the clock. It was 5:55. I'm like, oh, we got 5 minutes. We could go at 6:01. This would be incredible.
Sarah's performing the role of Growly Pete today. You don't know who Growly Pete is, do you?
No, but he sounds like
Growly Growl.
Today,
that's all he says. This, he just goes Growly Growl. Right.
I got to complain about something, you know?
All right.
I can't just... Anyway, happy Thursday, everyone. KLSC, KLSC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be right back. You can't stop us.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.